Chapter 2. Bricks Without Straw. There shall no straw be given you, yet ye shall make bricks without straw. Exodus 5:18. In the fifth chapter of Exodus, we have a picture of everyday life when giving a metaphysical interpretation. The children of Israel were in bondage to Pharaoh, the cruel taskmaster, ruler of Egypt. They were kept in slavery, making bricks, and were hated and despised. Moses had orders from the Lord to deliver his people from bondage. Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness." He not only refused to let them go, but told them he would make their tasks even more difficult. They must make bricks without straw being provided for them. It was impossible to make bricks without straw. The children of Israel were completely crushed by Pharaoh. They were beaten for not producing bricks. Then came the message from Jehovah, "Go therefore now and work. For there shall no straw be given you, yet ye shall deliver the tally number of bricks." I was told the story of a woman who needed money for her rent. It was necessary to have it at once, but she knew of no channel. She exhausted every avenue. However, she was a truth student and kept making her affirmations. Her dog whined and wanted to go out. She put on his leash and walked down the street in the accustomed direction. However, the dog pulled at his leash and wanted to go in another direction. She followed, and in the middle of the block, opposite an open park, she looked down and picked up a roll of bills, which exactly covered her rent. She looked for ads but never found the owner. There were no houses near where she found it. The reasoning mind, the intellect, takes the throne of Pharaoh in your consciousness. It says continually, "It can't be done. What's the use?" We must drown out those dreary suggestions with a